A former commissioner of Shraj, Justice Francis Emil Short, says it is constitutionally unacceptable for any group, especially the Ghana Bar Association, to coerce President Mahama to initiate any process to retire the electoral commissioner, Dr. Kudu Afarijan, for any reason. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the GBA's advocacy for President Mahama to retire Dr. Afarijan, Justice Emil Short said he does not think that President Mahama even has that prerogative to initiate any process to retire the electoral commissioner. He said at best, what the government, civil society groups and Ghanaians can do for Dr. Afarijan is to allow him to retire as a dignified public servant.
I can understand why some people would have questions about the call at this time, because the electoral commissioner has not reached his retiring age. And to the extent that the call can be interpreted as a call upon the president to select an electoral commissioner now, I think questions can be raised about the call. Now, because I think that the electoral commissioner should, Dr. Afarijan, should be allowed to run his term, retire when his term expires. So if you interpret the call by the GBA, that the president should initiate the process. But, you know, even that, it's difficult to see how the president can initiate the process, because if his term has not expired, he cannot be compelled to retire. But he has security of tenure, and he can only retire when his term expires, unless he decided, like I did, to retire voluntarily before his term expires. It's difficult to interpret the GBA call as asking the president to retire him prematurely, because that would be constitutionally unacceptable or invalid. So I find it difficult to understand the call. Actually, it's difficult to understand the motivation behind the call. As I listened to the statement by the president and the public relations officer, it wasn't clear to me exactly what was behind the call. I don't know whether the GBA has that in mind, and therefore is asking the president to initiate the process of selecting his successor. It's obvious that he hasn't yet reached the retirement age. He would reach the retirement age in 2015.
Justice Short, is the GBA justified to make that they are questioning the credibility of Dr. Afarijan, especially when it comes to the 2012 election petition hearing?
I heard the president, and I don't, president of the GBA, and I think he rejected the assertion that he was questioning the competence of the electoral commissioner. From what I heard, he said it was a general call to all governance institutions, the leaders of all governance institutions like Electoral Commission, Shraj, NCC, and so on, it was important to have the leaders of these institutions to have certain qualities which they mentioned, like competence, to be just and not to pander to the whims and caprices of the administration. So it looked like they were making a general call. And I don't think the president came out explicitly to say that they were questioning, you know, the competence of the electoral commissioner. Say that the electoral commission has suffered some bruises, you know, in the last election based on some of the findings of the Supreme Court.
That was a former commissioner of Shraj, Justice Emil Short.
But a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agri-Darkon, says the Ghana Bar Association's call for the replacement of the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Afarijan, is legitimate. He said the call, though legitimate, should go with responsible demands. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Agri-Darkon pointed out that Dr. Afarijan's chairmanship is based on the Constitution through the Council of State, and therefore it is only the Constitution that can determine the duration or the end of his stay in office. He disagreed with those calling on him to step down or be removed by the president. He spoke to Cecil Obudai Wentum.
It's important that we recognize that these constitutional bodies operate under very strict, you know, regulations, strict constitutional provisions. I think that as a very important institution or organization, as the Ghana Bar Association, like any citizen or any group for that matter in this country, they have the right, the constitutional right, to discuss or to comment on a public issue or any issue of national interest or importance. That those who are affected by a decision must have a way of influencing that decision. And so if an independent or an institution like the Ghana Bar Association is asking for certain things, I don't think we should rubbish them. We should consider the merit of whatever they have said and move on as a people. But But sometimes they attempt to pigeonhole them and say that they belong to a political party.
Yeah.
A political party would not be a call in the right direction. What it means is that we are behaving as though we are not Democrat at heart.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, if you look at the Constitution says that he has to be 70. The question I want to ask is that he is 70. You have said that he is 69. So it means next year he will be 70. And I think that it's not about the issue of replacing him. Certainly, we don't have a choice in the matter. I mean, if it's a constitutional issue and he must necessarily bow out, he will go.
Yeah.
So the call that he must be replaced now, I don't see it. Because, I mean, how is the president going to replace the person who is not due for retirement, for instance, and who is totally insulated by our constitution?
Constitution, yeah.
Yes. So in that sense, I will not agree with them. Mm-hmm. But if they say that, well, the process leading to the appointment of the new, you know, person should begin, I believe strongly that the president may have begun something. I believe that maybe some consultations are ongoing. I believe that most of the attributes that the GBA has listed will feature prominently in the process of selecting a new EC.
Dr. Agredakun, however, suggested sober reflection with broad consultation, devoid of partisanship, when looking for a new person to succeed Dr. Afarijan after his term of office.
If you look at it critically, constitutionally, the Council of State is supposed to be neutral, it's supposed to be non-partisan, even though will you reckon that over the years, because of the preponderance of influence the executive has, the executive still dominates. If you look at it critically, it means the president will have about 14 out of 25 members, and that would mean that he will have a preponderance of influence. But of course, if the president, who is interested in good advice, then you must not be too much interested in just loyalty, unflinching loyalty. You must also be interested in competence and so on.
Yeah.
You realize that some even argue that there were times that, you know, a Council of State members were almost behaving as if they were errand boys and girls of the president and so on. But we've moved on. So it's a national body. So if it's consulting such a body, one would have thought that it will give it a national character.
Yeah.
But beyond that, some have also argued that there is a need for the person who is going to be appointed to resonate the broad masses of our people. And that is why some of the reforms that have been encouraged or been suggested will be maybe taking the person through parliamentary processes and test majority approval and all of that.
Okay.
That is when we also will reckon that our parliament must also be up to the task, because we have seen some of the approvals they themselves have given.
So you fully would not endorse the call that parliament can also play a major role in this, for us to have a more competent, or a competent, as it was put out there, competent just with no trace of political allegiance?
Yeah, if it's to test majority, then it's likely that it will be bipartisan.
Okay.
You understand? Because at any point in time, we don't know political party, apart from 1992, the first parliament, 1993 to 96, no party has really enjoyed to test majority in parliament. And what it means is that if you really want to get it to test majority in support of any government decision or any executive decision, then you would need to reach, I know, across, you know, go over the aisle and look at what other political parties within parliament will think. And for me, that will represent some consensus as far as the individual who is fit to the bill is concerned. But for now, since that provision has not been amended, we still have to resort to what prevails, you understand, what the president will have to do in consultation with the Council of State.